This is the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. It's Wednesday morning, March 4th, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Alan Buckley qualifies in Georgia U.S. Senate election. In a bid to run for the U.S. Senate in Georgia, Alan Buckley, a fiscal conservative and candidate for the Libertarian Party of Georgia in previous elections, has officially qualified for the upcoming November election, with a focus on tackling major issues like national debt, health care costs, and immigration reform. Buckley aims to offer practical legislative solutions. The race is expected to be competitive as the Libertarian Party of Georgia works to regain ballot access. Navigating a world on edge, 150 leaders convene in Washington for the United for Human Rights U.S. Conference 2026, focusing on practical solutions and cross-sector collaboration to advance human dignity. Professionals in human rights education, human trafficking prevention, veterans advocacy, and community protection came together to discuss and build change. The conference featured panels with notable speakers and concluded with a human rights walk to the White House, symbolizing continued dedication to awareness building at the national level.
Connecticut sees surge in human trafficking cases. Connecticut is experiencing a surge in human trafficking cases, with a 73% increase in prosecutions between 2013 and 2023. Despite efforts to combat this issue, the Department of Homeland Security faces challenges in stopping forced labor. In East Hartford, CT, an arrest was made in January 2026, following a multi-task force effort in Hartford that uncovered a sex trafficking ring targeting teenage girls on social media. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.